Good morning, everyone. Dan had asked me to have a devotional, and my mind wasn't quite sure. I had a couple passages I wasn't sure. My mind kept going back to this one in Philippians chapter 2. And I guess after just kept reading it and reading it, and made me just think so much of probably the reason that I keep going there is recognizing that things in here that that I need to grow in. And so I'm going to read Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 18. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. I just was wondering a little bit, you know, why maybe Paul was mentioning this. Maybe there was a little bit of discord or something in the church. Don't know why. But I think it's an encouragement to us, and I'm not, and that's one thing I guess I have to say I appreciate about the church here is I do feel that there is a unity and a working together, you know, just even with the building project and just working through things. You know, there's lots of different opinions, but it wasn't a big, you know, it came down to it, and it was pretty easy to work through, it seemed like. Maybe Norv and Phil think a little differently, maybe, but being they're the ones that have to work to make it all happen. But the thing in here that was interesting was that he was like, you know, the joy in Christ, the encouragement that Christ gives, the compassion for each other. There has to be something here that that we can find the unity in working together, and that's what he was bringing out here. And he's, you know, because he says one of the verses here, "Fulfill ye my joy." You know, I think he was assuming that that is what was going on, and he's like, you know, completing my joy in having that oneness and a love for the same goal. And then nothing to be done by selfish ambition, but in meekness putting others first. And that means everywhere, not just when others don't see it. I think there's lots of times behind the scenes that that we have to remember that as well. And going into the next little section in 5 and down to 11, I just had to think I was just thinking how, I mean, the example that Christ was here, I just had to think, you know, as, let's just say Kyle, let's say that your dad had in the valley or had 5,000 acres and, you know, just had a pretty big outfit of everything that you could imagine. Does that make any difference when you come to church or, you know, whatever, of what you think that people should think of you or whatever, you know? Okay, so let's say that, let's say he owned the whole way from South Quarter Lane, the whole way to Southern Idaho, the whole way to the border. You know, it's just how much does it make a difference of what people think of us as, or like Jesus is. It says that, I mean, here he was as equal with God. He had control of everything. He could say whatever, and it could happen. Or even just had to think, you know, if you were the son of the president, you know, when you go to a place, do you expect people to look up to you and think, hey, my dad's president, or whatever? But here, how much of an example for us to follow is Jesus here, that he actually came down from earth as a man, humbled himself, and even gave up his life for us. Talk about humbling yourselves in that, just quite a thing for us to follow. And I know I certainly don't do very good at that. But I'm thankful that Jesus did give us an example like that. And then on to verse 12. I think he was experiencing and seeing the joy of the church there being genuine. And he says, not just when he was around, but how much more in a presence, you know. And I think that's the same as parents, when we see our children making decisions or choices without us, when we see that first steps of them making them decision, the joy that it can bring into a parent's life. And I think that's what he was talking about there, but just kind of to bring it more and a little bit more in our daily lives of the joy that brings. But it also, it says, I mean, we're not alone, but God is there that if we do call on him. And then it talks about not complaining and disputing, but being blameless and harmless, we become as bright light, shining God's love to the dark world around us. And in that light, are we letting God's love in us to shine in that light? Or is there things in the world that are distorting, that our light is not shining bright, it's distorting our light, and that we're actually not shining very bright like what we should? And it just, through some of this, of just some of my thoughts, I guess, were, are we real? And I heard this somewhere else too, I don't remember where it was, but what other people see us as, is that who we are? You know, are we putting on a front when we're around people, or just to try to make sure that we're doing the right things because of what somebody else might think? Or are we genuine? Are we the same no matter where we are? What we are behind the scenes is probably more of what we are. And I guess the thought that want to let is, let's encourage others in humility to be genuine, remembering that only because of Christ we are what we are and can rejoice together in unity at what Christ has done for me. Through this, it's exhortation to love. He's encouraging love, unity, humility. And I guess some of the things that I know for me, and I just also maybe encourage you to, you know, we all love to be loved. And I just had to think, so what can we do to show others that we do really care? And I just did a little search on online just to see some of the things. You know, we all can think of things to what makes people know that we do care about them. Just kind of interesting, but out of the top 50, the number one is cooking somebody their favorite meal. And another one was, I just had to think too, you know, sometimes most people here, I think I have a strange taste, but I like fried potatoes with chocolate cornstarch on it. And, you know, I found, I think there's at least one other person here that knew what that was and thought it was good. But, you know, once in a while my wife makes it. No, there's hardly any, I don't know if there's anybody in our family that really likes it, but I do. But, you know, it's when somebody does something for us that we know that they had to do something special, make a special effort to do it, it does show that that person loves us. You know, sending text to somebody, just letting them know that we care, thinking about them. You know, I think that's a great thing that we can do. You know, we don't have to spend money to make somebody think that we're thinking of them. You know, another one that I saw was when somebody's talking about a subject that we have no interest in, that we really couldn't care less, is but to actually to listen and to try to understand what they're saying. You know, they might find out later that you didn't care, but just the idea, the knowing that you actually did listen to what they were saying. But there's just lots of different things that we can do. And so I guess I just want to encourage us to show love to each other and to have and continue an appreciation for each other. You know, let's remember, you know, I just have to keep thinking, you know, of I didn't go around and ask, but I know just over the years of asking, talking to people, you know, why did we come here? Why did we do, why did we move here? You know, and a lot of it is because we did, like, we felt loved. That we felt, and so let's continue that. That's like Paul was encouraging them here to continue on and to be in unity and work together and love each other. So let's pray. Dear Father, just thank you for another beautiful day you have blessed us with. Lord, just thank you for the privilege that we can come and to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit that can live in our lives. Thank you for Jesus that had died for us, that gave up himself, and for the examples that he is, that was to, we can pattern our lives after. Lord, just thank you for each one here. Lord, help us to truly to love each other, to care about each other's needs and their lives and things that that we all face together. Help us to look to you, and that your light can shine, that your love can shine through us, that we can be a light to those around us. And I just pray your blessing on the rest of the service too. Just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. I appreciated that too.